greetings. This is James Moe, the Edge of Witch Talk Radio, also simulcasting on East City Stargate. And we have a great show. We had a weekend workshop here. It was amazing. And it kind of bridged the yogic world with the shamanic world. And it's been awesome. We have Marie on my left and Holly on my right. And she was doing the shamanic side and the yoga side, as well as other things too as well. But what I wanted to do is just give the mic over to Marie first to talk about some of the things in the class, you know, some of the things you're teaching and some of the benefits that people were getting from the class or any feedback you got.
Okay. Thank you. Well, of course, it's been an absolute pleasure to be here at the ranch again. This is a special place, and I think with the right intentions and the right people, magic happens. It's definitely been happening since moment one. It's a challenge, I think, in any scenario to meet a group that you don't know and start from scratch. And at the same time, it's one of my favorite things to do because you get to evolve. So retreats are special because you get to evolve the student and yourself and the experience and the group, the collective. And it all turns into a really special experience when we're able to build and compile day after day with yoga and the journeys through yoga. So retreats are really special. I definitely would recommend anyone out there, if you're ever considering yoga retreat, spiritual retreat, shamanic retreat, take it, do it. It's the best gift you'll ever give to yourself. And I can only say that because I've attended so many retreats. I'm like a retreat, I won't say the word, but yeah, retreat junkie. Yes, perfect. That's a better word. And so I really enjoy being the student and the depth and the level that the teachings can give when you take the time. And then also from the student's perspective, you know, they have to do a lot of opening and a lot of trusting and trust the process and trust the teacher. And they didn't know me and they didn't know Holly. And miraculously, it's been, to me, I just it's just been magic the whole time. And he said he has such a great vibe and energy. And so it's been really special. I have to say it's one of my favorite retreats that we've done so far. We built on last year tremendously. And it's been so fun because we have the sky watching and the added element. So it's a little different than just your standard yoga retreat.
Yeah, it's been quite interesting because a lot of people in the audience have actually seen Bigfoot here this weekend. And we've got pictures. We'll probably get those up on the side. We have actually pictures of the footprints and some people actually got pictures of Bigfoot. And I know there's a pair that was walking around here that people saw or heard. Or some people saw it, some people heard it. But an ongoing thing here, but and he said you never know what's going to happen. One day the mountain is lighting up and doors are open and ships are going in and out. You know, the next day the orbs are flying everywhere and the whole field is full of orbs. And then, you know, the next day you've got ships flying overhead, powering up and doing crazy stuff. So day to day we never know what's going to happen. But, you know, people come here and it's a life-changing experience for people.
Tents on fire.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, we're doing Yugam today, and we just finished the fire element, and we had a fire, so got to be careful with those energies. But I'm going to turn over to Holly, and she can talk about the shamanic work that she was doing here as well, and take a break.
All right, thank you, James. It's always great to be back here, and Marie, it has been phenomenal blending our work together. It's been a real treat. So I do the shamanic side of things, and, you know, the group has just gotten deeper and deeper and has gotten more and more open. I bring the medicine of the caro from the high Andes of Peru, so it's actually mystical. So it's non-drug related, and we did a lot of shadow work today, and just the energies of being on the vortex really... It was just beautiful to see people really open up, and especially with the group that we had. There's 24, 25, and for them to go to those levels of vulnerability, to move out the blocks. It's they're really doing the work. I'm impressed. And then, like Marie said, having the element of Skywatch and just being on this beautiful, beautiful vortex, it's been beyond any of my expectations.
Awesome. I wanted to kind of digress a little bit because people keep bugging me because I don't do the news on the show, and I haven't been doing the news, but some really awesome things are going on right now. I mean, the ships are here. There's a plan unfolding. The White House has gone green, which means all the green shades are down, which means game on. So some major, just heads up, you know, there's some major events are going to happen. It's going to start happening really fast. And we're going to get our country back, you know. So, stay tuned, you know, keep an eye out and stay safe. And, you know, just be kind to each other, be kind to the planet. That's all you need to do. And kind of step aside and let the stuff move its way through. Some other things I wanted to talk about is that there's an event going on right now. It's multidimensional. And it's not just one dimension. It's almost like a multidimensional war going on that people like to say war, but I see it as a cleanup. And where there's a major removal of the things that have suppressed us, that have enslaved us, that have kept us down for eons. And we're in that right now. So it's a process. It's bigger. No man can stop it or woman. It's massive. We're moving through a highly energized place in space, and the bioelectric fields, the electromagnetic spectrums, the fields around us are changing. We're going to go through social, economic, and physical Earth changes in this process. So hang on, you know, and take care of yourself, and stay out of fear, and just prepare and make friends with your neighbors and support each other, you know, through this process, right? I feel like I really need to get that out because we're getting really strong information here on very high levels that things are going to start moving very quickly, and it's a good thing, you know. How many people in the audience are feeling you're like right now you're in a different world, like the whole audience, you know? And like this is a different world up here. It's totally. You know, everybody's just hanging out and having fun. Yeah, you know, it's like there's no fear, no all these crazy things going on right now. It's not happening in New City. It's different, and people need to do that. You know, we need to create our own worlds and really stand up for ourselves and step out of this program that they're trying to take us on and look really clearly. And I didn't want to get into statistics or anything, but. You know, right now, according to the statistics, we have a 99.4% chance of beating this virus with our own immune systems. You know, that's the real numbers. And so it's important to realize that, you know, really do the research on here. You know, the hospitals, if you fall out of a plane and you get hit by a steamroller or, you know, it's COVID, you know, if you die, you know, all of a sudden, there's no heart attacks, there's no strokes, there's nothing else going on. Everybody's dying of COVID, you know. And so the numbers are all skewed, and they've been busted doing that. Especially Florida found out less than 10% of their cases actually were COVID. And if you've gotten a vaccination, you're going to test positive for COVID. And a pawpaw fruit tested positive for COVID, as well as a goat and a few other things. And 200 tests where they didn't test anybody came back positive. So, you know, you look at these results right here, and I'm not saying it doesn't exist. There is a virus out there, but, you know, we do need to do proper hygiene and take care. But it's, you know, again, you've got your immune system has a 99% chance, 0.74 of beating it on its own. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that. Arnold, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Well, I was going to say, if you are worried, the best form of defense is an offense, right? So, yoga, shadow work. You know, you clear your system and yourself and your soul and your heart, you do that work, you're thriving. You know, your immune system is not being brought down. We're not in a state of survival when you take a self-practice of any measure, whatever it is for you. Maybe it's walking, maybe it's jogging or hiking. Whatever it is that brings you that serenity, that peace, that parasympathetic soothing, which is nature, and that's one of the other reasons why this is so special here, is that heals, right? And healing your heart and healing, working with your body and breath and, you know, everything that we're working on through this retreat, it's not just retreat work, it's lifestyle. And with that lifestyle, I'm not going to put a guarantee, but I'm going to say you're 99.974% chance to survive the COVID, you know, and so it's these practices that that just help us to maintain, as opposed to a reactionary, like, oh my God, where am I? Where is this? And you don't feel so susceptible to anything, really.
The fear.
Yes, exactly.
Get rid of the fear.
Absolutely. So much of this is energetic. When we literally purge out those dense energies, that fear, that childhood trauma, whatever is holding us back, we literally change the chemistry in our body. It literally boosts our immunity. So when you're more out of fear and enjoy love and bliss, the virus has less of a chance to hold. But when you're in fear, stress, and sadness and depression, that's when the virus really takes place. You're literally changing your chemistry. So we're doing a lot of shadow work. Well, Marie's opening up a lot of the channels through yoga, the meridian, and just, we did a third eye exercise today and worked so much on our hips around our root chakras today. And then we went right into the shamanic inner child work and brought in Jaguar to mulch the heavy energies. And literally, this is so such a strengthening for our immunity, and especially when we walk out of these studies and we go back into the real world, we're going to carry that vibration with us, and it's going to affect others. So do your work, do your inner work, because this is so vibrational.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that we've been playing with too here is the Maharishi effect, and we've been not only just meditating and learning to meditate and so forth, but we're harnessing our power, and we're putting our power to good work, to good use. So through the power of intention, through deep meditation, we're doing work on that level, on the higher level, on the ethereal level, so that's going to drop into our change. And so just, you know, we're trying to take care of everybody in the world. The Maharishi effect is when one or more people gather and they focus on love, peace, joy, and they're able to really drop into that state. So when that happens, one of the Maharishi study was that 7,000 people meditated, and then they were able to get the stats around the world on high crime or on the severe crime. So rape, murder, robberies, things like that went down 72% during the time that they were in meditation.
So many illnesses.
Yeah, yes.
The illnesses were, you know, major drop.
It was massive. Mm-hmm. So many of us feel helpless. We feel like there's nothing we can do besides, you know, sit in our house and do what we're being asked to do, and that's part of it. But at the same time, you can do something with your heart, with your mind, and with your energy. And when you've got other like-minded people, the energy that was moving with this group today was intense, and it was proven, not just with our meditation, but with our firework, that it is potent and effective, and it was shocking to all of us that, like, how strong it really was. And so it was just a great reminder of the power of your intention, the power of focus and clearing your mind, and the power of getting together and channeling our group energy. And, you know, we see it online all the time. And world meditations, whatever. Join, don't join, take your own time to do it. You can do it with one person as well. And just know that taking that time, drop in, make your intentions, you can save the world one beautiful thought at a time.
And do your research too on this whole thing. You know, listen, there's a lot of doctors that are coming forward and talking about the side effects of masks. And I'm not going to get into it because I've already censored. but do your research on this, because, you know, it's very clearly, you know, your oxygen levels drop down to 70% and put yourself body into critical. And, you know, you get, is it hypoxia or something? I'm trying to name it, but anyway, it stresses you. It puts stress on your body, the carbon dioxide, your immune system goes down and everything else. And so I say, if you're sick, wear a mask, you know, if you're, it might be a good idea to wear a mask if you're sick, social distance if you're sick. But otherwise, the herd immune system is so much better. And countries like Denmark and these other countries, that they're already back up and running. Their schools are open. You know, they had a very low rate of everything, infection. And, you know, even Hong Kong and places like that, very low rate. And because they just let it run its course, and they did very minimal social distancing, and they're all back up and running again. So we've been kind of duped into a lot of stuff for other agendas, let's just say. There's other agendas being played out. But anyway, I don't want to digress for that, but I felt like I really need to talk about that a little bit. So many people are asking about that. I think all this is going to come out, you know, very soon. All this is going to come up, and if you don't know what is really behind all of this, just follow the money. It's really simple. Just, you know, see who's know the agenda of the dark arts and follow the money, and you'll know exactly what this is all about. But it's not what we've been told, and it's not at all what we think. It's something way beyond that. It's all going to come out. Okay, enough said on that. Let's change subject and move into the... I want to talk a little about the shaman effect. When I was in Mexico, I had some of the huichols working on me. And it was amazing because this priest comes out and what do you call it? Huichol? I forgot the name. But he came out and I was having some stomach problems and stuff. So he came out and did this major healing. And they do this stuff, and they spit, and they throw water, and throw feathers on. It's like, hey, what the heck? And I want to see what it's like, you know, check it out. Can't hurt. And it was funny, while he was working on me, I go, that's really weird. I just saw a condor. And he looks at me like, what? You know, like, and he was using condor medicine to help clean up the intestines and everything. And then after he was working on that, all of a sudden I go, yeah, there's a big black panther here now. And the guy's looking at me going, and we had a translator there, and she was translating what I was saying. The guy kept looking at me, and every time he used a medicine animal, I saw the animal. I saw the, and you know, he's, you know, this stupid gringo seeing all this stuff that, that he's doing. It was kind of funny. That's kind of the common thing, but it's really interesting because they are energies with intent to create an outcome, and that's what it's all about. It's intent to create an outcome, and if you believe in it, it's going to happen. So it's really important right now. Look what Mary says, that worry is a form of prayer. Whatever you worry about and you're fearful, you're going to draw that reality to you. You're going to create that reality. So we need to go out of that reactionary mind where we're reacting to everything that's going on around us and move into creation and remind us to start creating the world we want to see, we want to live in, and get rid of the fear and the worry. And, you know, to me, I already died a couple of times, so I don't have any problem with that. You know, so, and I know it serves no function whatsoever to worry. And, you know, it's just, so, you know, be wise, you know, be hygienic, be cautious, you know, but stay out of fear and stay out of the other lower frequencies, because that's what's putting you in a state of consciousness and energy where you can be highly affected by some of these things.
So, yeah, just to be clear, I'm not a shaman, I'm a shamanic practitioner, so I'm practicing the arts, but yes, today we brought in a lot of jaguar medicine. In the lineage I study, it's Acharanga, it's jaguar, and she comes in to mulch the heavy energies, and that's where we see our shadows. And we also work a lot with Sachamama, or the serpent, to allow us to shed our stories and shed the parasites so we can grow. And it was really cool because I do use a rattle. I do catch stuff on fire, not tents though. And I do spit on things, right? That's the tradition, right? So we use a clearing spray and we activate it with the breath of our life. But it was really cool. I was doing this group journey today and I was frantically running around trying to clear the chakras out with the rattles and with the rattle. And people came back, they're like, I felt this pain, you know, like in my second chakra. And then you came by with the rattle and broke up the energy. And so the rattle is very effective in literally breaking up energy. And it's not just a rattle. It's like the sun that went into the gourd and the water that went into the gourd to grow the gourd, right? That's all living energy. And so tomorrow, because we've done the dirty work, tomorrow I think we're going to step more into Sarah Puente, the hummingbird, which is more of the solar plexus moving into Kuntur Apuchin, the eagle contour, up into the solar plexus in the heart so we can really bridge and step into our divine empowerment and source from unconditional love. So it's been quite a game and we're going fast, man. It's like we get in here, we got 2.5 hours and it's boom, 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 but we are getting the work done and this is what's going to help make the transition. Because when we're sourcing from old wounds in our trauma, whether it's this life or a past life, it's going to play out in what's happening in our waking world or our current world. So it's going to affect our perception on our reality. And then that, what ripples out and creates a consciousness. So it's been fun.
Great. You know what I love about both our work and learning more about the show? To the mass of people, there's always a preconception, like, you know, I don't think you did anything in yoga besides sit there, or what, you know, what's, I'm sure there's plenty of preconceptions with shamanic work. But here's the good news. It's drug-free. It's all natural, and it is potent and powerful, and the what you cultivate within yourself, you will never be able to find in a bottle or a package. This is the real juice, the real stuff. And so it's for everyone. It's not, you don't have to be all ripped and do hot yoga to do yoga or to do the work that we're doing. You don't have to be a woo-woo run around to do the shamanic work. These are avenues. These are options and healing modalities that oftentimes people find as a last resort after they've tried all the prescriptions and all the doctors and all the therapists. And we don't have the answers. The answers come from you, the individual. But these are processes, they're scientific processes that have been proven over thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Your people, my people, the yogis, the Incas, they've been around a lot longer than pharma. And they've been able to manage every single one of our life consequences and situations and trials that we have to go through health and through physical and mental. And so try it. If you don't know what it is, it doesn't matter. Try some yoga. Try, if you've got some issues that nothing has been working with, depression, eating disorders, skin, what, all of it, I don't even know. The same yoga applies. It's like the same things that you heal, I heal too. Not I heal, but the work heals. And it's the same people finding these incredible benefits in new life because they're not stuck in the bottles. And they start to slowly shed these old modalities. And so these ancient practices are very, very strong and powerful. And that's what's kept me sane and off drugs. You know, I could have been on antidepressants and God only knows what, you know, if I would have listened to some of the doctors along the way, vaccinated my life away, you know. And so it's, these are lifestyle changes that, again, you don't have to fit the persona or the magazine ideal, because that's not what it was ever designed for, or that person. It's for every single person that might be interested, might need it as an option. So always keep that in mind as well.
You hit it right on the head. Like, these modalities are ancient. This is ancient, ancient medicine. And I have a lot of professionals, a lot of nurses, school teachers, dentists that come in and see me. It's very professional people. I just had a woman come in because she couldn't finish writing her trust. We had to do inner child work to remove these blocks. And so once we clear these blocks, things just move ahead. But this these modalities, and it's funny because I came in late to the yoga today, and it's like, wait a minute, Marie, you're talking about the toroidal field. I was going to talk about the toroidal field, like our energy centers and how to keep it clear. So there, we've done so much crossover work. You know, this work is very similar, but it's very different at the same time. But I've had a lot of people say, and I'm sure you have, from what you just said, that this is like years of therapy in one session, because we are literally bypassing the talk box, the ego, and jumping right into the heart and testing out the energy field with a pendulum to see where the energy is literally stuck. And then, you know, doing the soul retrieval aspect. And it's phenomenal to see the changes. I've literally seen people scrap doctor's appointments, medications, everything, but it's not us. It is them tapping into their inner knowing, their inner wisdom, and that inner confidence that they can do it.
I'll just say one last thing, too. I was reading a great little book that actually a friend wrote, and it's called Brain Sutras. And one of the quotes that just popped into my head was that every healing is spiritual. And I had to think about that for a minute, because say you break an arm or you break a leg, and that's physical. It's also very spiritual as well, right? There's another component to pretty much any injury, whether it's an organ, a muscle, a heart, a brain, what have you. And so just on that level alone, just that concept, whether it's true or not for either of us, it really resonated with me, because every healing that I've ever really healed from was spiritual, and it parlayed from the physical and vice versa. So I feel like that's a pretty strong thing to incorporate, you know, and just our own mindset and how we want to heal or how we can heal. Sometimes we feel desperate, like we're not healing, but really the body is designed to heal, and we have to remember that. So the body just needs us to work with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to mention one thing that a lot of the yogis I start with, they, you know, they have the 8 limbs of yoga, and they talk about that. And I love, particularly, they would say, like, fresh air, sunshine, right thinking, right eating. You know, solve 99% of your problems. And the other one, the longest, a lot of what they say is, they said the only reason you have any personal problems is because you think you're a person, you know? And you're really this vast, multidimensional being that got caught up in the reactionary mind or the dramas and things like that. There's something that, and this isn't a plug, but this water that we have here, this is crystallized oxygen in here. It breaks all the laws of physics. You know, oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. And so when, you know, even Otto Warburg brought us a cure for cancer, he said, raise the oxygen levels in the blood and make your system more brain farting, not acidic, what's the other one?
Alkaline.
Yeah, so he said, make your system more alkaline and, you know, raise the blood oxygen. And that's what we really need to do right now. This water is amazing. The German biophysicist created it. It's Langenberg oxygen water, and it's available. And I'm not saying this as a plug. I don't get paid for doing this or anything else. I do it because out of service, because this is amazing stuff. And there's a lot of modalities out there that we need to start looking into, is herbal medicines and energy technologies. And pretty soon we're going to be putting together some centers that are going to have several levels to them, all the way to med beds, where they're going to totally rejuvenate the body. So that's in process right now as we speak. But the bottom line is, we need to kind of let go of the old ways and start and get away from all this processed food. You know, it's making your body acidic, and it's making you susceptible to all these other things that are going on. So the best thing you can do, really, is boost your immune system, raise your frequencies, and that's going to pull us out of this and clear out, release the past, you know, clear out the past, the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. That's so important right now, because that's going to raise your frequencies up, and you're going to be outside the frequency of these viruses and bacteria. So there's a lot of different ways of approaching this. I know we had a Yugam class, And that was kind of fun. I got a little interrupted after we did the fire. So, yeah, we were going through all the different elements, but we finished it off. But it's, if you bring balance, it's another way of bringing balance. You balance the elements out within your body, and there's a meditation technique that runs energy through your body, includes your other blocks. But there's so many different ways of approaching this. And find a way that works for you. And that's what we do here at the ranch. We have a lot of different modalities because one modality may not be right for a person. And it's good to explore all the different modalities and see which one works for you.
I agree. And you guys here at the ranch, even when there's not retreats and things going on, you have a lot of healers that just work out of the ranch.
Yeah.
So this is a great place to come and to get body work. And,
yeah. Well, the whole field is full of orbs and light beings in the field. We have Babaji and Kwan Yam and Mary. There's actually a picture of Mary right there that appeared right above us in this very room. But the masters are appearing here. The light ships are appearing here. They're all interconnected. And if you go out there and make your peace and walk the field of dreams and just say, I've always been whole and healthy, or I've always been abundant, whatever you're working on, get your mantra and walk that field. And you get a lot of help. You may not see it, but it's there. And there's been too many to document cases where people have had, you know, broken wrists, men overnight, things like that here. It's just too many. Tumors disappear and they go back, you know, get x-rayed and it's gone. So it can happen. And I always tell people, if it does happen to you, I'm not going to take credit for it. If it doesn't happen to you, I'm not going to take blame for it either. You know, it's between you and Creator what happens here. But the space is there to heal and awaken. The energy's there, the beings are there, and they're here to activate our own inner being. And I want to talk a little bit about the Lion's Gate. What the Lion's Gate is about is activating your own inner lion. You know, bringing forward your own courage to get through the days ahead, you know, the days to come. And so that's mainly what this whole Lion's Gate thing is about. It's a doorway, it's an opening, and it's these energies are coming in, and they're not for us to be worshiping these energies. It's for us to become these energies.
Lion's not sheep, right?
Yeah.
So, I just, being at the ranch too, you're literally in this vortex, so it is a great place to come. But is what I just want to say is that our mind is our biggest asset or our biggest deterrent. Everything responds to our mind. So along with doing the yoga, doing the energy work, eating right, eating whole, stop watching fear-based stuff, whether it's fear-mongering media or violent movies. Put down the screen and get out in nature. That will literally reprogram your mind, is to put it down. It's hypnotic. You're constantly being fed fear. And that's dark energy. It's dense. It weighs you down. You can feel it when you've been out in nature and you walk into a room blaring negative news. So it's really important that we're aware of what's being around us, what we're feeding into our energy fields.
Exactly. There's we have an old saying here. It's a very ancient shamanic saying, and it's garbage in, garbage out. You know, so we just keep it simple. You know, and I tell, you know, people go, "What do you do for entertainment in the evening?" And I said, "Well, I go out and stare into the sky, you know, and the galaxies, and watch UFOs." And they go, "Yeah, right." And I go, "Come out and check it out and see it for yourself." You know, we have a clip we're going to show. Unfortunately, you guys won't be able to see it, but we wanted to show it on the air for just one of the typical sky watches here. So maybe if Robert can cue that up for the audience, and we'll talk a little bit about it. I think we can see if Robert cues it up, but I'm not, we might be flying blind too as well. But I just want, you know, on that note, I want people to see some of the what people come here and see, not to mention, you know, the Bigfoot and all the other things that are going on. People are getting incredible videos of fairies, of little gnomes, of everything. And some of the kids, you know, came up and they go, "I just saw a gnome," and they're freaked out. And I go, "Yeah, they're here," you know. Yeah. It was in your garden. I go, well, they're open out, you know. Just, and they'll describe them. You know, one wears all red or has a red hat. Sometimes he wears gray, and the other one is green. Okay. Has a green hat. You know, and they go, yeah, one had a red hat, one had a green hat. And this is no prompting. No prompting whatsoever. So, like Einstein said, there's worlds within worlds, and there's things happening all around us that our perceptions can't perceive. You know, our five senses are locked into this world, but there's things happening all around us, and children are a lot less programmed. You know, you see with your brain, basically. You're out of all the information that your eyes are pulling in, billions of bits of information, your brain chooses what's going to be a reality. And these kids don't have that programming, so they see all kinds of things. And when you see kids from 3 years or 2 years on, they're pointing up in the sky and so for them, it's important for parents to become masters so they raise the masters, keep them declaring that teachers have to themselves as they get older. But we talk a lot about that.
I think that's one of the really
rolling. No, I can't see it on our screen. So you have to let us know when. Okay. Why don't we just roll one of the videos and then we'll go back into the show. But if you're on eSETI Stargate, you can see these. I think you might be able to see them on BBS too. I'm not sure how they've got that set up.
Okay, we just
rolled it. All right. So, you see some of the things that just start a conversation about we have a massive ship coming in. We know when the space stations come over and all the other stuff that's overhead. We have apps for that to make sure these are not something of ours. But it's funny, even when the space station comes over, we see big motherships buzzing in the space station. That's when the feed goes down. So whenever you see the live feed go down the space station, it's usually one of these big ships just went right across its bow or is following it or something like that. We have it all on film. We've asked them to comment, and they don't. They go, oh, no, nothing going on up there. You know, and you go, well, we just filmed it. And they go, oh, that must be a Russian ship outfitting, you know. They start
making it's always the Russians.
Yeah, it's always the Russians. Yeah, it's a Russian ship. But probably Trump did that. I think it's either Russians or Trump.
Right, yeah.
He probably told the Russians to send the ship up to follow the space station. I know it.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties, folks. Please stand by. We're trying to get the connection back with James. And hopefully he'll be joining.
People can go ahead and talk about your story. And so, pardon us for not recognizing you because we cannot see you. Yeah, we'll hear your voice. Any questions, or if you have a short story, and make it short, not a...
No, I'm just a quick story. Yeah, we were stargazing last night, and I went to bed about 12:30, and we were in one of the cabins, and I was just doing, like, my own little launch that I do at night, since, you know, clearing for myself and clearing for my home back in California, and all of a sudden, the other cabin, the porch light flew off, and just this crazy flash came through, and energy was just so fast. I knew it wasn't really somebody walking, but I couldn't hear the rocks or leaves. It was pretty intense. I just shared it with, you know, Dan this morning. That's pretty much everything that everyone shared with us. It was a pretty powerful experience because whatever energy it was, turn on the porch light, and it just came so fast through the property. And this was the Bigfoot, so I'm not sure what it was, but it was pretty intense.
Other people actually seen a Bigfoot last time. The night before, there's also sightings as well, and they left France. So I can't tell. We have somebody in the audience, I hope, that took photographs of France, and we'll have to get copies of their of France as well. So next. Somebody else up there?
Marie and Holly and James, Sam. I don't necessarily have a question right off the bat, but I would like to share my experience this morning that we had with three other people that are
more technical difficulties. We're having internet issues. We should have audio back momentarily with James Gilliland.
It was a very, very special experience for me this morning. I guess one question, you know, maybe I can ask you. Like walking around the field, there was there's like a shrine, I guess, a canyon.
Yeah.
There's a little area, but it's blocked off. Is that just a key? Is there something going on back there, or I mean?
Yeah, I'd tell you, but I'd have to tell you.
Okay. Thank you for opening up about the property.
It's just, there's a little fairy. It's like a fairy shrine area, and we kind of give that area to the fairies. That's their little hangout.
All right.
And
so just an update. James is going in and out. All of a sudden, our internet feed at the ranch has just completely dropped off. So we're waiting for him to come back on. We're seeing that he's there. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him back on in just a sec. And please stand by.
Yeah, what's drawn in here is me. No, I'm just kidding. This was happening here long ago, way before I got here. Native Americans all know about it. Back to Dr. Jalen Hynek and so this is going on for countries, basically. And then questions about being inside the mountain that people get sick or people and they take them inside and heal them.
Folks, we apologize. We're working hard, hoping to get this signal back from James, but it just is not going well at all.
We're losing our signal. But anyway, we'll reload it off the other camera. But typical, the things we just talked about earlier, of course, they're going to censor. But anyway, there's so many levels to what's happening here. There's nature going on here. There's Pleiadians, there's Andromedans, there's Orion Council Live. A lot of different things are coming here right now because we've risen the occasion. And so people are coming here. Spiritual approach and release in the past and clean up our consciousness and our energy so we're ready to have those experiences. And so that's what's drawing the experience. And I've told everybody contact comes with enlightenment. It's more you focus on release in the past and even.
We saw
This is getting real choppy. We're really trying to keep this signal up. Stand by.
Powered up. We continued on. So that was my first UFO experience. Shortly after that, on the big pinnacle, we saw a UFO zigzag across the sky.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "That driver must be a little drunk." Because there's nobody that can drive in a zigzag. That definitely was not a satellite.
Yeah. And they do that to show us they're not satellites.
They're not satellites, yeah. Right. And then I, inside the Big Dipper itself, I saw two flashes. They were just flashes. And I wasn't sure exactly.
And it's funny, it starts working again. It's kind of amazing. So, are there any other questions out there? We've got somebody coming up.
Motivational and has upcoming retreats and things of that nature, but it is on my list to do some classes online. In fact, I've been wanting to do a class every Wednesday, just a free class on my website to just do yoga with whoever wants to join in. So thank you for inspiring me, and I will do that, and please come and seek us out and send us an email, and we can put you on our mailing list and let you know when things are coming up and stuff like that. That would be great.
Hi, I have a 65-page workbook. I kind of call it a grab and go. It's right there on the table. For here. And I work at the people as well. If you want to have on my website, I'll call you and we'll talk for 20 minutes.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your work. Really good.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we also have books. I've written 4 books, and they're in the back, Reading Human Source and The Ultimate Soul Journey and Becoming Gods and Anunnaki Return. And in the beginning of almost every book, it teaches you how to clear unseen negative influences and how to keep your space clear and maintain your own self-authorities. Because I thought it was really important right now that you do that. It takes a load off of us.
Yes. I would say that once you kind of realize and you come up here and you understand what you're seeing out there, and you have that open connection, like James says, it's consciousness, and they come to you. And then you get home, and you start looking at your own home skies. They're everywhere. They're all over at home, too. Uh-huh. And wherever you are. And then you kind of start to become familiar with certain ships and the way they move, and then you start to have crazy dreams and things. And so as soon as you... So this is a portal that opens you up, and then you kind of take it. You take it home.
Totally.
And yeah. So if literally, you know, the just look up, if you just look up a little more often, they will show up for you. And and you know, like you said, always ask for the highest beings and for the best of all good and things of that nature. But the relationship continues. You don't just have to come here to be steady to have it. You come here to get communion with other people and feel like you're not crazy, and you can talk about this and feel very comfortable and have all sorts of great experiences. But those experiences will follow you if you allow that.
Yeah, I agree. That what I would say the prerequisites here is to have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist, although we do have quite a few rocket scientists that do come. So looks like we're back on again. What do you know? On or off. So anyway, that's part of the process, you know. So I tell you, if you're not getting flack, you're not over the target, you know. And there's a lot of people going, well, they don't bother me, and I guess because you're stuck in social consciousness, you know, you're not making waves. So it's you know, there's going to be a lot of chaos, and I like what Neil Levitt says. You know, he asked people, so how's your life? And he goes, oh, great, everything's awesome and, you know, wonderful. And he goes, well, that's too bad, you know. And they go, why's that? And he goes, because you're not growing, you know, you don't have any chaos, you don't have any challenges in your life, you know. It's like, so it comes with enlightenment, the change and the chaos, and everything. It's part of the process, and you just have to accept that. And know it will pass, you know, that this too shall pass. But anyway, it looks we're signing out. So is anything, closing words you want to?
Namaste. Thank you so much for the opportunity, James, and for all the beautiful yogis and shamans, or future shamans, or shamans in training. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be here. So,
Absolutely, Ditto, that I'm so honored for everyone's hard work that they're doing, being vulnerable and just really doing the work, because that's what you're going to take out there and frequency out. So thank you, and I hope you guys all come back.
Thank you. All right, sign off with Edgewood Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Have a good evening. Bye.
Woo!